Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you're next in line for a miracle. This is a Gospel Healing Miracle Hour featuring Dr. Bishop Gregory Scott and featuring, most importantly, Prophetess Evangelist Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Thank you for coming into the archives. Thank you for listening to the show. And you're listening to Shirley Caesar singing your next in line for a miracle. If you came to this program listening for the Universal Healer, well, this is God's Universal Healer, but we have with us the evangelist, Dr. the evangelist, Patricia Benjamin, Pastor Patricia Benjamin, who ministers and prophesies, heals and sings. Welcome to our show, and how are you this afternoon? It may be morning in Japan, but it's afternoon on the East Coast. Hello there, Pastor. How are you today?
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Bishop Scott. It is good to be in the land of the living. I won't complain. Those storms rise and strong winds they blow, but I won't complain because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way, and I see I'm not the only one awake here. Look like you, and you, those of you who are listening, you're awake also. So let's go and give God the praise and the glory. And Shirley Caesar has spoken in her song. You are next in line for your miracle. So just reach out and grab it because it belongs to you. God is good and he's very good. He's worthy of all praise and all honor is due to the Father. I just want to thank God for this space, for this moment to be with you, Dr. Scott, on the Miracle Healing Hour. You know, you have to walk by faith and not by sight. And I know that there's some people that might say, well, I talked about that last week and I got no results and I heard the song say that I was next in line for a miracle. But Daniel prayed. And when Daniel prayed, God answered his prayer immediately. But the king of Persia, the devil, the enemy, held up Daniel's blessing. And Daniel came back to God and he said, it's been 21 days, and I've not received that of what I asked you for. And God replied and said, but I released it the moment that you asked for it. But the king of Persia, the king of the air, got in the way and blocked it. But I sent Michael, my archangel, to fight, to cut it down, to get it to you. So if you've gone back to God in a humble manner and not in a vicious, disrespectful manner, God will speak to you and let you know he's already fighting on your behalf to get you the miracle that he has released for you today. Can you tell the Lord thank you? Can you clap your hand unto God and tell him thank you? Because he is worthy of all the praise. He accepts our criticism. He's our Father. He loves us. He already knows what's in your heart. He already knows what's on your mind before you speak it. So therefore, you don't take him by surprise when you be yourself. But then you've got to humble yourself in the presence of the Lord and repent for your attitude. You need an adjustment. God's going to do everything that he said he's able to do. But you have to learn how to wait on the Lord. Job waited on the Lord. Why can't I? Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So they shall mount up with wings as eagles. And eagle is the strong bird, the strong one. So eagle is even on your money, I believe. That's how much it is important that we learn how to wait on the Lord. That's how much our money means to us, that it's a strong thing for us. It carries the symbol of an eagle, and God made the eagle. Money is not bad. Money is good. The Bible I read said, little money answereth all things. So just be encouraged. David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. He made the moon and the stars. He made the waters. He made the birds. And yes, he even made the bees. And every creeping thing God made, every walking thing God made. So look unto Jesus, who is able to help us in our time of need. For the psalmist says that God is our refuge, our strength, present help in the time of trouble. And if you ask God for something and you believe in God for that particular thing, you've got to believe it. And you got to believe that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him, because the songwriter says, what God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that the Lord will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. And that's the attitude you have to take. What God has for me, it is for me. No matter who or what gets in the way to try to block it, you have to remain faithful in your mind, your thought pattern towards God and that what you seek Him for, and tell yourself, what God has for me, it is for me. It may not come in the morning, and it may not come at noon. It may not come at night at the time that I'm suspecting it to be. But because God said it, He will perform it, and whenever it comes, it'll be on time and the right time, because there is an appointed time. Remember, one day is as 1,000 years with Him. One day with us is only 24 hours. See, the reason why you're defeated many times is because you don't know the Word of God. And when you know the Word of God, you can work the Word, and the Word will give you the strength that you need to endure, to wait on the Lord. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to someone today, wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer. Be of good courage, and He will strengthen thy heart. And if you learn how to wait, oh, my God, what a victorious day is coming for you. You are next in line for your miracle. Being is, if you need one or think that you need one, sometimes we're expecting something that we really don't need. You don't need a miracle to make toast if you've got bread, toast, and electricity. You can get up and do that yourself. But the miracle is when there is no electricity to use the toaster and there is no bread in your house. Hey, God, I thank you. And God sends just what you need. That is a miracle. So you got to know the difference. It is no miracle. You don't need a miracle to make coffee when everything you need is right there. You just need to get up and do it. But the miracle comes when it's not there. And it happened. Someone knocks upon the door and said, I was thinking about you. And the Spirit of the Lord said, let me just testify, because somebody needs this testimony. I didn't have any string beans. And I talked to God about the string beans. That was very important to me. It was a very important part of the diet. And I was out of string beans. And the part about it was that I didn't have the money to even purchase the string beans, or the green beans, as some call it. So I talked to God about it, I believe on a Wednesday, when I spoke to God about the green beans. And by Saturday, I had 24 cans of green beans. God gave me a miracle. He touched two women's hearts and told them to purchase the green beans. They each got 12 cans of name brand green beans. And I received what I asked God for on Wednesday. By that Saturday, my miracle had come to pass. Yes, green beans. God cares about us enough to give us the green beans. The scripture said, your heavenly Father knows what you have need of before you ask him. He said, now, if you ask me for bread, I will not give you a stone. And if you ask me, if you ask me for a fish, I will not give you a serpent. Oh, I asked God for the green beans, and he made it possible. I was not working at all, and I didn't have the fire. I had other foods. I had other vegetables. But the green beans, and me being a diabetic, is not harmful for me to eat. It doesn't affect my blood sugar. That I was out of green beans. But my God, with me asking in faith, believing in faith, that he was going to supply my every need, he did just that, just for me. Well, it's the same Jesus today that did that for me back in 98. He's the same Jesus that's going to do it for you. Trust and believe, and you shall receive. Faith without works are dead. You have to be doing something to activate what you ask for, and all you need is to activate your faith. To every man was given a measure. So you may not have 12 mustard seeds, but if you have that one, you can work it into 12 and to 24 and so forth and so on. So don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Shirley said you're next in line for your miracle, but make sure that you're asking for the impossible. Miracles are something of the impossible that the human cannot create. Only God can create a miracle. His son Jesus is not excluded. If you hear me talking about God, I'm incorporating his son Jesus, because Jesus said, I and my Father, we are one. So when I call Jesus' name, I'm talking about his Father. When I call the Father God's name, I am also talking about the Son. But he said, we are one. So if you need a miracle, I mean a real miracle, if you look in the Bible, the people that received a miracle was the people that needed one. The woman who had an issue of blood received a miracle when she touched the garment by faith that she would be made whole. Several people in the Bible needed a miracle, and they received it by faith. And they worked their faith in order to get it released. But now make sure that you really need a miracle, because some things you already have control of and you just need to handle your business. But if you need a miracle, you're next in line. I think I have used up my time. I'm going to decrease so Bishop Scott can increase and take you on to a higher height. I didn't feel like preaching today. I just went by the Spirit of the Lord and said, just talk to them, because somebody is misunderstanding the miracle. But remember, it is by faith that you move God, that you get God's attention. You can't ask him for something and doubt and disbelieve. But you have to believe that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Can you tell God thank you today? Can you clap your hands and tell God thank you? I know you might say, well, you always talk about clap your hands. What's the big thing with clap your hands? Clap your hands is a big thing with me, because several years ago I was stricken with this disease of rheumatoid arthritis. And I could not clap my hands. But today, I had received a miracle some years ago. And today, I can clap my hand. I sat in church, and the tears would stream, because when I saw them clapping their hands, I couldn't clap my hands because of the rheumatoid arthritis. But today, I can clap my hands. So it is a big deal with me. It may be just a little small, mediocre thing to you. But when you're not able to clap your hands, you'll find out how big of a thing it really is. There's a song that's coming to mind that I cried, Lord, and he delivered me. He delivered my poor soul. I cried unto the Lord, and I said, Lord, if I could just but clap my hands in the service. Oh, and when the saints began to pray, and I began to activate my faith, it was so painful to try to move my elbows, my arms, my hands. Oh, it hurt. It really hurt. But the more I lost myself in the Spirit of God, the more the Spirit of God gave me what I needed. And when I knew anything, I clapped my hands all the way home. They had to drive me home. I was just in the Spirit, being blessed, receiving my miracle. So if I ask you to clap your hands, just give God a clap offering. The Bible tells us in the Psalms, says, clap your hands, oh, ye people. So it's important to go to give God a clap offering that gets God attention. Dr. Scott, I'm
thank you.
Well, thank you again there, Evangelist, for those inspiring words. And I thought I would play some of last week's sermon, inspirational message, so that if there are any new callers, they would be as lifted and as inspired as we are. Just want to thank you and I want to say to you, Evangelist, thank you again for coming on today's call. Are you with us? I see your number.
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Scott.
Great. Well, what I want to do is just take a moment to explain to listeners that for those of you who have been tracking this show, it started out as the Universal Healing Hour, but largely due to the inspiration and leadership of the Evangelist, it has been transformed. And I have been transformed so that it's now the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. And during this call, there will be some preaching, some praying, some singing, and through the mercy and goodness of God and His Son, Jesus, there will be some healing. So there are a few people who are now on the line there, Evangelist, and I'm wondering if before we bring them on, if you have any more words of wisdom, inspiration, upliftment to share with us?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say hello to the listeners. I'd like to tell them that God is a good God, and He is worthy to be praised. Not only is He worthy to be praised, He is worthy of all praise. The scripture said, all things of thee, O God, and not of our own, as we give thanks unto thee. I am so glad to know the name Jesus. I'm also glad to know Jesus. Some know his name, but don't have a relationship with him. Some know his name and don't reverence him. But I am happy today to be able to say to you that I serve a God that's very much alive. Oh, yes, I feel a change in my life. I serve this God named Jesus, and he's alive in me. Because he lives, we can face, I can face tomorrow. Maybe not all my fears are gone, but I know that I know that I know that if I keep on trusting by faith, my fears will be God. That's a part of the humanistic side of us that don't know when God's going to release it, when he's going to do it, if he's going to do it. So the enemy puts that fear there to make us start doubting what we believe. But I'm here to let you know today, God is good and his mercy don't always endure forever for everyone. Now, it does, let me fix that for you. His mercy, as the scripture says, the scripture don't lie. The scripture says his mercy endureth forever. But you know what? You don't know when the window of mercy is going to close for you. Yes, it can close for you, but his mercy still endureth forever. So we've got to make sure that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. And the song said this rock is Jesus. He is the one. And if you're trusting in him, keep on trusting in him. Keep on believing. Keep on praying. Hold on and learn to stretch out on God. And I've got just a few more minutes to say what I'm trying to get to. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God could have stopped them from being thrown into the fiery furnace. But that would have been a miracle too. But God wanted a greater miracle than that. God wanted them to be put in. And when Jesus saw that they were going to be thrown into that fire, he said, Dad, I'm going to step in the fire with you because I have the ability. I don't want to put the fire out. That won't be a miracle to the eyes of the people, but I want them to be in the fire, and I want them to see that they're going to come out without even a hair singed from their head. So you might be in the fire right now. You might feel because I don't have a job. You might feel because I'm living in a shelter. You may feel like my car has stopped by the road and the policeman had it towed, and now it's being compounded, I believe, every day. They're adding so much money to it. You don't even have the money to fix it, and yet a bill is there. You may feel like you're in the fire, and yes, the Lord allowed you to be in that fire only to give you a miracle. So you're next in line for the miracle. Don't give up on God. Don't lose your faith along the way. Keep it and spread it over your circumstances. I thought about when I had to go to court in Wilkesboro, Pennsylvania. I was an owner of a trucking company, and I had 5 18-wheelers on the road. Actually, it's only a 10-wheel tractor, but it's 8 wheels on my trailer. So when you put the couple together, it's called an 18-wheeler. And my 18-wheeler was up in a place called Wilkesboro, Pennsylvania. And they pulled my truck over to DOT. And they found everything in the world wrong with my truck. And they shut my driver down and gave him a ticket of $3,000. And I said, the devil is a liar. And I said, I'm going to fight this. And I went to court. Let me tell you what God will do for you if you trust him. I went to court. This is for somebody because it's not for me because it already happened. But I went up there from Dover to Delaware and drove up to Wilkesboro, Pennsylvania. Couldn't find the courthouse. God is a good God. Couldn't find the courthouse. Courthouse was hidden. I've never in my life known anybody to have a courthouse inside of the firehouse. But that's the way it is, was. I don't know what it is now. In Wilkesboro, Pennsylvania. But when I saw this man sitting in a parking lot early in the morning, 7, 8, 9, 8 o'clock a.m., and he's sitting there reading a paper, and I said, sir, excuse me, can you tell me where the courthouse is? And he said, you're looking for the courthouse? I said, I can't find it. He said, come, follow me. I'll take you to the courthouse. I said, thank you. I followed him. I said, there ain't no courthouse. It's the fire department. What's wrong with this man? So he hops out of the car and he says, park right there. He said that the court is inside of the fire building. I said, okay. And I got out, and he said, what are you coming to court for? And I told him. He said, I'm a personal friend of the judge. And she and I have coffee every morning. I will get you in to see the judge and tell your story. Do you know the judge wasn't even supposed to be listening at me in her chambers? She was supposed to hear my story in the courtroom. And she heard the whole story. She said, I'm not supposed to be listening to this. You got to go out there and act like you never talked to me. She said, because I'm going to already rule in your favor because I know that you are a Christian. And just the name of your truck alone lets me know that you are a child of God. The name of my trucking business was called Gift of God Trucking. I got it out of Ecclesiastes at 2 o'clock in the morning. I was reading, and the Lord said, here is the name for your truck. I said, huh? He said, Gift of God. And when the judge saw that Gift of God was coming before her, she already was set up to rule in my favor, no matter what the story was. And then she said, I got the charges from. And she said, can you pay $1,000? I said, not today, but I can pay it on time. And the secretary told me that they don't do time payments at the courthouse. So the judge had to come out and tell her, set her up on a time payment, whatever she can pay until it's paid. And I told the woman I'll pay $50 a month. God gave me a miracle. You see, I could have been paying that $3,000. There really wasn't anything wrong with my truck because as soon as they left, my driver drove home. But I went up there and God gave me a miracle. The police officer looked mighty stupid when God got finished in that courtroom. So believe it. You're next in line for your miracle. Sometimes you'll have to tell the devil this is enough. And that's what I said. I said, oh, the devil is a liar. I'm not paying a $3,000 fine. And I walked out happy paying $1,000 at $50 a month with no interest until it was paid and no pressure. She only said to me, pick the date that you want to pay and make sure it's not late. And I picked the 10th of the month and I mailed it from them on the 1st. So it would be the Willsboro before the 10th. You are next in line for your miracle. Maybe it may not be a fine, and it could be a fine. Could be you're going into foreclosure, and God will have a judge there just for you that will work on your behalf because that's what he do. He hands out miracles to help his children. Dr. Scott, I think I've said more than enough, but I just wanted to put that out there because we're talking about miracles, and people need to be encouraged about miracles. So don't give up. God is still God. And if Jesus had the fish as employees, the fish worked for Jesus because they had money in their mouth. Oh, bless his name. God's got a fish for you. Maybe your fish don't need a coin. Maybe your fish needs something else. But it's your fish. God is working it to bless you because Jesus told Peter, go down to the river, and I'm trying to quit here. Go down to the river, and the first fish that you hook, open his mouth and get the coin out. Get the money out of the fish's mouth and pay what I owe. See, even Jesus paid his bills. Some of you all need a miracle because you won't do right, and God forgives. But he paid his bill first, and then Jesus said to Peter, and there'll be enough left over for you to do the same. Now, that's how much he cared. He could have took it all for himself, but he didn't do that. He said, Peter, take care of me first. Pay mine first. See, you got to make God a first in your life. You got God fourth, fifth, and sixth, and he really comes after the children. But you got to give God your first fruit. If you have a job, your tithe is the first thing that comes off when you cash your check. That money, that dime, you can do more by giving God a dime than you can tipping him a dollar. Get him the dime that he requires and watch him open up the windows of heaven for you. He'll create what you need. I received checks that I wasn't even aware of. Unscheduled miracle, unexpected finances just came in the mail. Walked out the house, I saw a frog in the yard, in the front yard, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, follow the frog. I said, huh? God will tell us to do some foolish things sometimes, but if you obey him, you reap the benefit. And the little frog was out there. I said, where did this little frog come from? And I followed the frog like the Lord said. I went out the front door, went out in the yard, and just where the frog was sleeping, and I'm behind the frog, and the Lord said, now look down. And when I looked down, there was a $20 bill in the grass. Where it come from, I don't know. I don't care who could have given it to. It had no name on it, so it belonged to me. When I looked up, I saw the frog no more. I needed that money because I needed gas, and this was many years ago when $20 would fill up two tanks. This was back in the 80s, and I thank God for it. So believe. This is why God gives us testimony, so we can encourage one another to hold on. Don't give up. Your miracle has already been released. It's just got to be manifest to get to you. What you bind on heaven, in heaven, will be bound on your earth. And what you loose in heaven will be loose on the earth. It's already been loose. You are next in line for your miracle. Go on and get it. It belongs to you.
Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you, Evangelist Patricia. Another inspiring message. We will keep these in our archives. And listeners, I want to remind you that you're listening to Glory Land Ministries, which sponsors the Gospel Healing Hour, Miracle Healing Hour, hosted by Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, myself, and featuring Evangelist Patricia Benneman. So, Evangelist, I know that you're about to move into another phase. So what I'm going to do, however, is open up the microphone after we play a song, I think, that will lift our spirits and tell us, give us an approach to facing the challenges that we have. So don't go anywhere, listeners.
Good days. Then I've had some hill to climb. I've had some weary days. Good days, they outweigh my bad days, so I won't complain. Sometimes my clouds hang low. Hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Why so much pain? But He
for your show and for the evangelist. It was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely, absolutely beautiful. And when she was speaking about the frog and the
yes.
money, the same thing happened with me, but it wasn't with the frog.
Okay. I just hope for the evangelist lying, because she, when her name gets mentioned, I'd like for her to be able to say, God bless you, my child, or whatever great, wonderful word she's going to say. Come on, evangelist, I see you're still on the line.
Look, I want to hear her testimony. I don't want any interruptions. I have to hear from God while she's talking.
Hi, evangelist.
Well, I want to bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
What was you talking about, the frog?
When you were speaking about the frog and how you had found the $20, the same thing happened with me, but it wasn't with the frog. It was actually an apple tree.
Okay.
I was walking home, and, you know, I was in need. I was in need, and I was walking back from the grocery store, and I heard, as I was walking by this fence that had an apple tree in the yard, and I just heard something in the tree, and I thought, again, it more than likely could have been a bird, it could have been a squirrel, but then something dropped on the left of me, and I heard a thump, and I saw an apple fall, and right when I looked at the apple fall from the tree,
mm-hmm.
there was $20 right there.
Praise God.
It wasn't there. It wasn't there when I walked down because I walked the same way. It wasn't there. And that's not the first time that's happened. That's happened before when I'm coming out of a department store along a busy walk area where thousands of people walk every day. Right when I was about to walk out, when I walked out of the door, I'm sorry, when I came down the escalators and the doors opened, right in front of me again was money. And I picked it up and I'm like, nobody else saw this. You can't miss this. Nobody saw this but me. And I was talking to a girlfriend of mine, I said, can you imagine this happening? And she said, what it was is that what people saw was they saw a gum wrapper. They could have saw a piece of paper, but you saw money because it was meant for you.
Okay.
It wasn't meant for anybody else but for you to see it. They saw trash. You saw money.
All right.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
God for that testimony. All
yes.
right. This is what we have to do. Make known his deeds, the Bible says, among the people. You don't have these type of experiences and don't share it because it encourages
yes.
someone else. We had a pastor
yes.
just get on from Chicago, and she was saying that she's next in line for her miracle. Can
yes.
you open her line, Dr. Scott?
I will, but I'm going to close that. I'm not going to open all these lines. I'm only going to open her line. So thank you for that, Gwen. We really appreciate that testimony.
We'll see you next week.
I'm a pastor from Chicago, Pastor Henry. Your line is open. God bless you, my sister.
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Scott, and Evangelist Patricia Benjamin. God bless you, too. And I enjoyed the young lady's testimony that she was given.
Mm-hmm.
And it started about the money and things she found. The reason the other people couldn't see it because it wasn't for them.
Mm-hmm.
It was for her.
Amen.
God, you know, I tell people all the time, they can't get in front of my blessing because what God has for me is for me. But I was telling you and Dr. Scott that I'm next in line for my miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm believing God for my miracle, and I need one.
Mm-hmm.
I need a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture let us know if God be for us, who can be against us? But
yeah.
I'm like that woman now. I'm like that woman, Dr. Scott and Evangelist. The woman that had the issue of blood, boy, she was trying her best to get to Jesus. She
mm-hmm.
needed something for him, and I need something from him on today. So I called in today because I need you to touch and agree with me. The Bible says where there are two or three, that he'll be in the midst.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you all to touch and agree that not many days from now, God released my miracle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm believing God for my miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want you guys to pray with me
mm-hmm.
and for me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Dr. Scott?
Yes, in this moment, Heavenly Father, we ask for all the listeners in the name of our Son, Jesus, and all the listeners, and particularly for this beloved daughter, this holy one, this blessed individual who has earned the praise of the angels in heaven and who has fulfilled the promises that you have asked her for.
Mm.
We ask now that you complete and finish the miracle that you have released. We ask that the angels, and that all the universe be directed to manifest in their life that miracle which you know that she requires. And Lord, we ask and direct that she manifest more miracles than she could ever imagine. have been reserved for her. These have been released, and we insist and direct that there be no interference with the miracle, and that this miracle now manifests right now, Lord.
Yes.
Thank
you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, we ask that these miracles, not only in her life, but in our lives, that all miracles now manifest for those of us who are worthy of your blessings. And we bless you, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I felt that one. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, people of God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was thinking earlier today about the challenge that we all have, and that is not only to expect the miracle, but as the evangelist was saying earlier, in other words, to live in the miracle, to be in the miracle of God's love, to let that flow and manifest continuously, knowing that if we fill ourselves with God's love, God has no choice but to bring to us those things that he has promised so that we may share and distribute his blessings out to the world and to those who have earned them and who are to receive them. So this miracle is just wonderful to live in the miracle. So I think what I'd like to say that we can do as an outcome of this show and of this program, this service and others, is to say to ourselves continuously, thank you, God, for the miracle. Thank you for the miracle. Knowing that simply by saying that in Jesus' name, amen, but knowing that just by saying that, the miracle has to manifest. Thank you for the miracle. I'm not looking for the miracle. I'm not next in line for the miracle. Just as I am the miracle. I am in the miracle. God has given the miracle already. So like Evangelist following the frog, or Gwen watching the apple, I just need to open my eyes to see the miracle. Amen.
Amen.
Just need to open my eyes and look at the miracle is here. And I'd like to see the light of my family.
Too mad and I said too much. Went too
Ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea how that song chose to start on its own. My hand was not on the keyboard, but I think we have the answer to the question. How do we let the miracles manifest even more in our life? And the answer is right in that song. And that was the Just a Little Bit More Jesus. Now, we have about 3 or 4 minutes before the service ends. And so is how I see our beloved evangelist is still on the line. And she has some final words for the listeners. Evangelist Patricia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Skylar Rowland, and so I hope we don't get lost in the trees. But if it is, we hope that God is sending apples our way with blessings. I thank the Lord because the apple is the king's fruit. So we thank God for God sending us apples, and we know that God is going to answer our Pastor Marva Henry's request that she has before him, because the Bible says to make our request known. So she has made her request. She has put in her petition with God. And again, she will not ask God for bread and he give her stone. And certainly will not be asking God for fish and he give her a serpent. I believe that the prayer that you prayed released any obstacles from being in her way to block that what she's asked God for. And we do know that Jesus Christ is not only on the throne, but he's in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is near. And I can feel him in the atmosphere. He's coming himself. He's not sending Michael anymore. He's coming himself to his children's rescue. So, Pastor, you be encouraged. You hold on to God's unchanging hand. I know you to be a great woman of God, and you are the same woman when I met you some years ago, I believe 3 or 4 years ago now, that you told me the story that God put fillings in your mouth, in your teeth. You didn't go to the dentist. God told you to open your mouth. And he put a filling in your teeth. Well, you're trusting the same God that fixed your tooth to fix that valid situation that's going on with you. And not many days hence, I hear the Lord say, ye shall have the victory. But do not get in my way. God said, and that is a command. Do not get in my way. Because I love you. I've let you get in my way. But now it's open unto me to do as I please. So find the courage. I will be speaking with you later because I love you. You're my sister. And I like to say to my sister Gwen, my new sister, in Christ that I've met over the airways, and my other listener is listening. All of you all, we the people are trying to be children of God, good children of God. So I want to say to you today, we will be back on the air next Thursday. I have to have a procedure done on next Wednesday, so those of you pray for me that God will do the work. If he's chosen to do it through the doctor, then let it be so, let it be amen, yes, and amen. And we will resume on next Thursday. It might be in a little pain, but it's all right, because when I think about Jesus, I tell you, he and his anointing can set me pain-free. Dr. Scott, I am done. To those of you who's lying, you didn't push the one to speak with us, it's all good, just knowing that you're listening to what the Spirit of God is saying. That's all good. It's all good. Tell someone to tune in. The number is 347-237-5339, and then you can go online and listen to the broadcast, or however you want to wait till after that hour and you've had your lunch, go into the archives and pull us up. Dr. Scott will give you that announcement. I believe we're WGGM and Blog Talk Radio. And then Gregory.
Yes, and what you're able to do, by the way, is that you can get online and go to www.glory, glory-u.org, and you can read about the Glory United Ministries, of which the evangelist and I are the founders, and you can also see how to get in touch with us. You will see emails that you can use, and also you will see an 800 number you can use to call to make appointments to chat with us. And we do accept donations, but we don't require them. Amen, amen, amen. So thank you, ladies, for being on the call. And to those who are listening to the archives, last week we had nearly 300 people who tuned into the archives to hear the services of today. So goodbye, and once again, this is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott and Evangelist Patricia Bittleman signing off, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. glory.glory-u.org. Thank you for listening.